Over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. It's my great pleasure and honor to contribute to this 10th anniversary Forum on Minority Issues. I'd like to thank the Council and the Secretariat for their invitation arrangements and congratulate you, Mr. Chairperson, and the Special Rapporteur on your appointments. I'd also like to thank the three panelists for giving concrete expression and some detail to really existing situations which challenge our international community. I think this topic we have this afternoon is of special relevance these days and links very nicely with the origin of the Human Rights Project internationally. There has always been a close link between minority issues and minority protections and fundamental international law, right from the Peace of Westphalia through the interwar period and in the Charter of the United Nations. Let me recall a little bit some of the elements of the normative foundation of this meeting and specifically this session's topic to give some normative context for the dialogue. These embody lessons of history and express norms which I feel are sometimes forgotten or lost amidst the details of daily news reports and ongoing crisis. And I'll just start with two paragraphs of the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights as we approach the 70th anniversary of this instrument. Preamble of paragraph one, which reads, "Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world." And the Declaration continues in preamble of paragraph three, "Whereas it is essential, if man is not to be compelled to have recourse as a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights should be protected by the rule of law." I'd like to link this with the 1992 UN Declaration on the Protection of Minorities, which is enjoying its 25th anniversary, and specifically preamble paragraph 5, which reads, "Considering that the promotion and protection of the rights of persons belonging to national or ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities contribute to the political and social stability of states in which they live, so Article 1 provides, states shall protect the existence and the national or ethnic, cultural, religious, and linguistic identity of minorities within their respective territories and shall encourage conditions for the promotion of that identity." These norms that I have just referred to should be read and applied, having in mind the objects and purposes of the United Nations as set out in Article 1 of the Charter, crucially as a contribution to the maintenance of international peace and security and of economic and social development. So, Mr. Chairman, the nexus of conflict, peace, and development is express from the relevant United Nations instruments and provides a basis for our session today. More particularly, in the light of prevailing population dynamics, including demographics, the role of youth is the specific focus of this session, in particular the role of youth as agents of change for peace and stability. In this regard, there are evident challenges, including some already discussed in the forum, notably regarding education, participation in public life, and the effects and opportunities of contemporary media. While I have my own views on the topic, my role as moderator this afternoon is to assist in facilitating a constructive and fruitful dialogue. And I know that you will hold us, Mr. Chairman, to following the rules of procedure, as I believe now everyone in the room knows well. Let us recall here the need or desire of both civil society and governmental representatives to share their views. We welcome specific insights and recommendations or ideas. Let me just underline that the full written statements may be deposited and shared online through the Secretariat provisions. So please use the very short time to make your key points and add to the dialogue, aiming at solutions to problems you may identify. We now have about 2 hours, and I believe the floor is open. I would like to call upon, as the first speaker, the Association Solidarité Internationale pour la Paix. Est-ce que vous pouvez vous identifier?